Oh, yes.
Cost of entertainment.
Yeah. So the cost of the entertainment's considerably more than the cost of the funeral edit.
A gallon of whiskey. What's that? A bottle of rum?
Rum, yeah. And a bottle
A
of cordial.
cordial for him. Like, what is this story? Falstaff, a penny for bread.
So I suppose it would just be the men that went to that view,
Yes,
or
I.
and the woman wouldn't be woman wouldn't be going to the churchyard at that time, would they?
Oh no,
No.
but Tommy Muir told me a story that he was just a schoolboy, just left the school at my granduncle's funeral, and that was the last funeral stennis that the whiskey bottle went round the company gathered. Now, Tommy, schoolboy, was sitting alongside the headmaster of the school, who was a strict teetotaler, which left him in a difficult situation. Did he take a drink and go down in the schoolmaster's opinion, or refuse to drink and go down in his contemporary's opinion? He took a drink. Oh, that's best going to hurt me.
Yes. I'm just wondering about the funerals, though. Did people still carry the coffins?
Well, at that time, the last I was at the last funeral that was carried, Spencer retained, carried to the kirkyard. But it was a case of, two poles put under the coffin. It was two for eight men, even two poles, 6 feet or more length, so it's two people at each end of it. And the undertaker is watching his hand. Maybe every 2 minutes or so, you'd see change and be a change of the ones carrying him.
How would you do that? Would you
Oh,
just
well, I
just
mean,
take the strain, or?
well, if there's eight carrying and changing over one at a time, no difficulty.
Oh, I suppose, yes.
But carrying funerals again, you see in Stennis, the kirkyard is where you know. In times past, you know where the Hall Ireland is. There was a chapel at the Hall Ireland where I once were buried. But times changed and they were taking the funerals to Stennis, carried of course. And just above the place where we stayed, atop the hill, when they came over the hill, they stopped for the rest of the cairn there. I have seen, and I think everybody put a stone in the cairn to say goodbye. And I suppose they had some entertainment. The story goes that one time they set off, this is when they came inside the kirk, this was their last stop, just never shared one again until they were at the kirkyard. And they said one time they set off and forgot the coffin. They should go back for it. But we'll go to modern times, and there was a funeral here 2 days ago where it was a very windy day and slippery ground, and one of the pallbearers slipped in the grave. Rather annoying.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I must say, I think the graveyards are fairly exposed.
Yes.
Were there special names for where they laid the lay the coffin down at specific places, or
Well, this
did
is
they?
the only one I know. My father took me and showed it to me. It's been ploughed out now. I have a photograph of it somewhere. But it's a cairn. I mean, no ties, just a small mound of stone. Everybody.
Right.
And another ice mister. Oh, the same man that Jacobson sent a postcard to. Free kirks and all that, which you understand more or less. He is very much. He said the Church of Scotland was just a branch of the civil service. At that time, did I tell you this before? Dublin branch of the civil service, because at that time, stipend was collected by the government. So much, every house and so on like that. And this was given over to the church then, but it was collected by the government. So by this he said that the Church of Scotland ministers were just civil servants. But he was very much against the established kirk, and at funerals he'd go walk alone with a company till he came to the road that leads down to the kirkyard, and he'd stand to one side and let the company pass, and he went home. He would go. If it was a very near friend, he'd go as far as the kirkyard get, but no further. The size of that.
So was there a lot of religious controversy then, was it?
Oh, well, at least, no, the Free Kirk, that's the parish of the Free Kirk, oh yeah. Mm-hmm. In the 1911 census, I think there was it 40 odd ministers in Orkney. So you'd been a Free Kirk and a established Kirk minister in each parish.
Goodness. So then, in the 1911 census, how many folk, roughly speaking, were there in Orkney at that time? Do you know?